Hi, this is Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com, and I am here with Ms. Daphne, and we have a very special announcement for you. Daphne, you're the one that created the idea of the Two Mistress Dick Pic Review. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. I just thought we needed to have some fun with our wonderful specials that we're having here at LDW for our 19th anniversary. And I thought there would be nothing more fun than to have two mistresses for 10 minutes just critiquing a guy's dick. I thought, how much fun is that? We see him all the time. We see him on Kim all the time.
We probably
pass judgment. Why not say it out loud?
Oh, well, we definitely pass judgment. And if the guy is looking for being verbally destroyed or small penis humiliation or something like that, oh, we have a lot of fun doing that. But this is kind of different because I think a lot of men really legitimately want to know, hey, what do you think of my penis? Right?
Absolutely. Why else would there be dick pics flying all over the world through the internet and through telephone wires? Because guys really do want to know.
They do want to know. And there actually has been a study done on that because people will research anything. So here's what the researchers found. Men send unsolicited dick pics with the hope and the stupid expectation that a woman receiving the unsolicited dick pic is going to go, oh my God, I see a picture of your erect penis. Let me send you back, stranger on the internet, a picture of my wet pussy.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Because you and I both know, because we work with men who have sex with men, that is a common experience with man to man, that they'll share back and forth. Oh, here's my dick. Oh, here's my dick. Do you want to come suck it? But when it comes to women, I'm sure there's some women that are going to do that. But generally, I don't think that's our first jump to thought is, oh, look at that dick. Oh, let me show him my pussy and see if he loves it as much. I just don't think we do that.
I don't think gay men send unsolicited dick pics to just random men that they see on the internet. Generally, it's like on a Grindr site or something like that. And they're talking about sex. When you're talking about sex and then, at least it's kind of on the table, so to speak.
Right? It's out of the pants, at least, yes.
Yes.
I absolutely agree. You're correct. That they don't just go, oh, let's send my dick to this newscaster that's so handsome on TV. They don't do anything like that. But yes, on all of the apps and things like that, yes, they definitely will go back and forth, back and forth. I really just don't think that women do that in general. If there's a lesbian app, I don't think women are taking pictures of their vulva and sending them to other women in hoping that even if you wanted to have sex, maybe tit pics, but not clit pics, you know?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So I think this is a public service, Daphne. We are providing a public service. Send us your dick pics. Have us review your dick pics. And then you don't have to send them to random women on the internet and get in trouble.
Exactly. You can send them to us when we're about to have a session. And we will talk to you about, and we'll critique it like your dick is a piece of art. And we'll just talk about it as if you were in a little dick museum and stand back and, you know, cross our arms and go, that circumcision could have been a little bit tighter. maybe he could rub some oil on that frenulum.
That brings up a really great point. How does one really judge a penis? I mean, what are the criteria of the critique when you rate a cock? Length, girth, head shape, grooming, veins, balls?
I absolutely agree, because it is, a lot of it is very subjective, depending on who's looking. And I listened to you and Miss Mandy and the critiques that you had about the differences between circumcised and uncircumcised cocks, and mine are different. So when my preference is to have uncircumcised cocks, I just find them more entertaining. And so when I see an uncircumcised dick, then I can have, I like how that foreskin just closes into right there at the end, and judging like that. So yes, it's subjective. So when the guys pick the two mistresses to watch their dick, to look at their dick on the dick pic, then what's so much fun is you get to hear two women's thoughts, different thoughts about what the dick looks like.
I think you bring up a spectacular point, because even if one woman says, I don't like the shape of your penis, or there's a lot of veins there and I don't find that attractive. Even if she says that, you're going to have another woman who says, what? Are you crazy? The veins are the best thing. Look at all those veins. I can put my tongue on them and rub it
yes.
in the sand, and I could put my finger on it and make it just kind of dance. So it's really penis beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Don't you think that's true?
I absolutely do. And what you just said about the veins is so amusing to me, because there are times, like when I just said about looking at it like we're in an art museum, then there are the times I look at it, if there are veins, I can almost feel my tongue right there and feel them go boom, 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 right on my tongue. So then I look at it like potential.
That's absolutely true. Now, fellas, the special on Tuesdays in November is you get two mistresses for the price of one, which is amazing, for 10 minutes. After the 10 minutes, it's the regular price. So you can absolutely talk to us for longer than 10 minutes. And frankly, I think a dick pic review can go however long he wants to take a look at his dick and talk about his dick. I think some men will want to hear about that for quite some time.
I absolutely agree. And what's fun, too, is as we look at that dick pic, we can say as we get closer to 10 minutes and move over our 2-for-1 price, why don't you take your thumb and put it on that vein? How about you grip that beautiful shaft that just goes slightly to the left, and let's rub on there on that head, and then we can give great instructions, wonderful jerk off instructions, and have a really good time. And
so the dick pic is an excuse for watching him masturbate. I like that.
What's fun when you talk about the excuse to masturbate for him to do it? It is. It's, he's got his hand on his dick. We might as well make some use of it, right? He took it out to take a picture. He made it hard. Let's finish the job. Or not. Or not.
What will we do once we give your cock review? Will we let you have an orgasm? Will we give you a ruined orgasm? Will we perhaps say, well, you need to chill that and put it back in its chastity cage, and then we'll talk some more. What will we do? Find out. Dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia. Ask for Daphne. Ask for both of us.